Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Holly Wade joins us periodically to try to restore some order. She has limited success. Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, and that's where they produce the awesomely essential NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And folks, we search hard. She searches hard, and we try hard to help her report on whatever little glimmer of optimism we can find, Holly. I'm going to read from your commentary, from your summary of your report this week. The most effective policies for defeating the virus are the worst for the economy, short of their discovery of approved therapies and a vaccine that will prevent infection. That's the conundrum we're in right now. That's the paradox we have right now. What do you think?
Oh, it is the most unfortunate of situations for small business owners that the best way to handle the virus is the worst possible solution for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, unfortunately, many are just going to have, you know, this roller coaster of an economy of trying to find this balance and navigate both issues, the livelihoods and salaries for employees and all of that, balanced with trying to make sure that people's health are healthy and that they're safe and that we can kind of stem the spikes in COVID infections. And, you know, it's just a really tough road. But small business owners, you know, are trying to adjust and navigate as best they can. And these financial assistance programs have been really helpful.
Except for the ones that helped us to keep employees away, that caused them not to come back. I mean, I know people who said, I called my employee back and they said, I'm making more money staying home. Those policies are at cross purposes with the people you and I represent.
Oh, absolutely. When we ask about finding workers to fill open positions, 20% are saying that it's very difficult. Almost another 20%
are saying that it's moderately difficult. We were already having that problem before the coronavirus.
Absolutely. That was one of the biggest issues facing small business owners, for finding qualified applicants to fill mm-hmm. positions, and it's still a problem. And certainly part of the issue is this, enhanced supplemental unemployment insurance that are keeping people off, from their jobs and from reengaging into the workforce. And so this is certainly a challenge for a lot of small business owners.
Well, one of the things that you guys reported on, which I think is really significant, is the record level of savings. I mean, people, even though they are buying online and they're living their lives, they're still, a lot of the money they've had, they put up. And that, I think that if we can just get to the point where the virus is not expanding, never mind.
Exactly.
I mean, if we can just get to that
consumers
point.
Consumers need to feel secure and healthy and feel confident.
The money will be there for, the,
money again.
For growing the economy. And that's when the V will happen, won't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Once people feel comfortable going out in the world and spending their money, you know, we certainly know that they do have it because the savings rate spiked to in the 30%, and now it's back down to the 20s. But this is just extraordinary time for people with savings and built up, kind of demand anticipation out there. And so once, you know, that's released and consumers can go back to spending money and visiting their local small businesses,
right,
this will be a huge improvement to the economy overall.
And the same can be said of businesses, because your report showed capital spending by small businesses is down. That's a very similar response to what consumers are doing. But you and I both know that's causing deferred maintenance. This is gonna turn around when we're back to work.
Absolutely. Spending has been on the decline for the last 4 months, and small business owners are trying to keep as much cash on hand because it's so uncertain out there. So
hopefully
Holly, soon we'll get back to some normal state.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think we'll call it normal. I don't think we'll ever see that word, that concept anymore. Hey, Holly, good job
today.
The new
normal.
Right. Good job, and come back soon, and give our best to
Thank
Dr.
You.
Bell.
So Will we'll do. Thank you very much.
Time. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, with NFIB, NFIB.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that surviving is winning, and this, too, will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.